God helps our prayer life in the Bible, so a lot of good things in there so that we might know closeness with God. You know, prayer is every man's gift that the Lord would give to us. We'll look at that a little bit in the sermon. So it's a gift that you and I have. You might be a Christian who has followed Jesus for 70 years. You have the gift of prayer. You might be a Christian who followed Jesus for a month. You have the gift of prayer. And it's the same door that's open, as we'll see in God's Word. But I think of a friendship with our ever-present Redeemer, part of our prayer life. When Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were married in England, a big wedding, you know, and a lot about the Lord in the wedding, a lot of Bible, a lot of singing and so forth to praise Jesus. Don't know where their hearts are, but the Queen Mom set it up pretty good there, apparently. But first song that was sung at that wedding, "Guide me, O you great Redeemer, pilgrim in this barren land. I am weak, but you are mighty. Hold me with your powerful hand." That was the song, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." People have been singing that for 250 years and came from somewhere in England there, you know. And so friendship with our Redeemer, something we need all the time. Pretty strong confession by royalty. Royalty says, "I'm weak, but God is mighty. Hold me with your powerful hand." We could say, us commoners, we are weak. God is mighty. Let him hold us with his powerful hand. And so many brothers and sisters in Christ help us with our prayer life in addition to the Bible. They get their ideas from the Bible. I've been helped by the following folks. John Guest, give him credit. Tim Keller, real good preacher. Alistair Begg and Tish Warren. And so give them credit for some of the teachings of this sermon here. John Guest said that friendship with God is only a prayer away. And I found that to be true in my life. I might go for a while without talking to the Lord, you know, feeling out of fellowship with him, maybe estranged from him for everything on my end on that one. Okay. If there's coldness or dryness, it's on me. It's not on God. Okay. So, I've found if I turn to God in sincerity, he'll be there. He's faithful when we return to him. So friendship with God, only a prayer away that he provides through Jesus. And so one thing to remember, God's word doesn't give us a technique for prayer, but it reminds us who we're praying to. It does reveal how great God is. And so remember who we're talking to in prayer. And, you know, avoid the self-consciousness of, am I doing this? Am I doing that? Am I doing that? Talk to the Lord in the open door that Jesus has provided. So no shortcuts in prayer, no secrets for the Christian, no Christian superstitions that say, if I just do it this way, God will definitely give me a yes. Okay, I've tried that. It's not God's way. And if you've tried it, you know, you can put it aside and put that at the forefront. The only open door for prayer, who is Jesus, the one mediator, the one connection between God and man is Jesus. Okay, not the way you pray, not your good works, not your Bible knowledge. The one mediator between God and man is the man Christ Jesus. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you know, they were from all eternity past having great fellowship, one God, and humanity created, and all of us rebelling from God, and we like sheep have gone astray. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, "What, you know, look." And Jesus said, I'm going, and I'm going to be next to, and I'm going to sit with, and I'm going to die for the sinners. Die for the sinners. And he'll be the open door. He takes our sinful hand, puts it in the hand of God himself. And we have fellowship and salvation. And what a gift we have. And so that prayer gift from Jesus himself, he's the only one that connects us. And question for you, who prays more effectively according to the Bible, you or the prophet Elijah. Okay? You're a Christian. You know Christ if you've received Him. Who prays more effectively? You or the prophet Elijah? Elijah was something else, wasn't he? Went to heaven on a chariot there. What a guy. And so, Bible answer is, you both pray equally effectively. Equally effectively. Why? Because Jesus is the one mediator between God and man. Not Elijah's fierceness. You know, not even his walk with the Lord. That wasn't the open door. The open door was desperate for God. So are you and I. Need an intermediator. So did Elijah and you. So we have a wonderful gift the Lord gives us. And we take that gift with gladness and humility, realizing God works in His providential way. So the wonderful gift of prayer, it's every man's gift. We pray in all kind of different manners. As King David prayed 73 different prayers in the Bible. That's something to learn from, you know. How did he pray? Some testimony, some intercession, some desperate words you and I probably hesitate to say. He said, Lord, are you asleep? How'd you like to pray that prayer? But all different prayers, and so we will pray through Jesus in quite a variety of ways. The fifth Sunday of months where there's a fifth Sunday, we're going to ask as many of you as are willing over time to participate in the morning prayer. So normally I pray for a variety of things, but probably get seven folks on this side, seven folks on that side, microphones on the floor, and just coming in a planned way, giving you a chance ahead of time, come to the microphone and pray. You pray because you're like Elijah. You're like me when you pray. And you say, thank you, God, for what God means to you. And say, Lord, help us with these things. And then the next person prays. Okay, and we all pray together. We all pray with you. Want to enjoy that time together with God. Like we enjoy singing to the Lord, we can enjoy praying to the Lord also. So some, when they participate, they will pray spontaneously. That's fine. Talking to the Lord all week, come and continue to do that. Others will pray by writing out a prayer. That's okay. David, he ended up writing out his prayers. Okay. Some Christians think, well, if you write the prayer out, that's not much of a prayer. Well, you better talk to David and the Holy Spirit about that. Okay. David wrote out the prayer. You could write out your prayer. Or you can pray as in a more right there kind of manner. So prayer is a gift to the individual, to the church. And Ephesians 6, Paul gives us some prayer advice here in the last chapter of the letter to Ephesians. He notes that following the Lord is a daily battle. There's a battle between the Lord and, you know, evil going on. And so the Lord's going to win for sure, but this is a part of our battle. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Paul starts that part of the chapter. And then he talks about prayer in the midst of putting on the armor of God, protection, different aspects of the Christian life. It's an analogy for our walk. And so Paul says this, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So we're going to concentrate on all the phrases there on what the Lord tells us to do. And so here's part of it, all times, all kinds of prayers, all perseverance, so there's a stick-with-itness, and then all God's people. So you'll be included in by somebody who's praying for you. Wouldn't that be great? That everybody who gathers says, somebody in that church is praying for me. God says, it can happen. And then people outside, of course. But praying at all times. Psalm 16. Lord, I am always aware of your presence. David had that constancy, consistency of talking to God. We sang about it in some of our songs. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. That's kind of an all-time thing. You know, we can be thankful to God all the time. Not for what's happening, but that He's with us. He's with us. Give praise to God at all times. We also sang of it from Fanny the Crosby there. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. So it's a common experience for the Christian that, you know, since God is there, we can think of Him all the day long, talk with Him all the day long, and have a running conversation with the Lord. You talk to yourself, for sure. Just shift the focus to the Lord. He's the center, and you'll be healthier for it. So pray at all times. God invites us to do that. Alistair Begg, a strong Christian fella, he tells a story of meeting a friend, a new friend, at a Christian conference. And so they talk, have a few meals, and the guy says to Alistair, I'm going to pray for you. And Alistair says, sure, great, thank you. You know, hears that 1,000 times. And so conference ends, off they go into their separate parts of the country. They don't see or talk to each other for about 2 years. And Alistair calls him up one day. I wonder how my friend's doing, who I met at the conference. He calls him up, and the guy say, oh, Alistair, he said, you'll be glad to know my wife and I were just praying for you. And how's Susan, your wife? And how are your children, Michelle and Cameron and Emily? How are they doing? You know, there's no way he's going to pull those names out of the hat unless he was praying for these people regularly, at all times, on a daily basis. And so you and I can do that. We could pray for the people God has put in our lives and be an encouragement to them in that way. There was a fellow, a faithful prayer man, talked to God a lot, had the blessing, I guess, of passing away in his home. When he was found in his bedroom, face down on his bed from the waist up and on the floor from the waist down. And when they picked him up, he was laying on his Bible with his prayer list. And so talking to the Lord on earth, moving to talking to the Lord in heaven, praying at all times to his best friend, to the Lord of heaven and earth. Pretty special gift, and a great way to live, and a great way to pass on. This is the way Jesus passed on, wasn't it? He prayed, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Pray at all times. And the man who passed away, he used to write to people and write him a little note. I remember you in the best place. And the best place for him was praying for the people. And so you and I could do that, praying at all times. And then, time of quietness, also time of conversation, with all kinds of prayers. I like this part because it's our opportunity to share our life on a daily basis with the Lord. I like the Lord's Prayer as a model, as a pattern. I both pray the scripture words, and I pray an expansion of that, if you would, more spontaneously. Either way is good. And, you know, sometimes people will say, boy, don't you think we're getting a little rote praying that prayer once a week, no less, together? I mean, once a week, are we, you know, we're really pushing the envelope on repetition. However, you know, it's a great way to praise God together. Words of Scripture. And if, you know, if it's rote for you, I would say mercifully to you, that's on you. That's on. If you tell your wife, I love you, once a week, and it sounds rote, you got a heart problem there, hubby. And if you pray together to the Lord certain scripture and it sounds rote to you, you got a heart problem, brother and sister. Turn to the Lord. You know, pray to Him. And He hears and answers prayer. And pray on with all kinds of prayers reminds me how we address the Lord. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, wonderful God. As good John Pellis said during Sunday school, he's not there to try to figure out or understand. He's there to trust. He does reveal himself to us. But when we talk to the Father and say, "Oh, Father," as Jesus said, when you pray, say, "Our Father," we are talking to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're talking to the Son, and we're talking to the Holy Spirit when we talk to the Father. And then when we say, "Dear Jesus, dear Lord Jesus," we are talking to the Father, and we are talking to the Holy Spirit too. They're one God. And when we say, "Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, revive me," we are talking to the Father, and we are talking to the Son. It's one God. Okay, so if you have a way you like to address the Lord, remember it's one God, and the guy who says, "Dear God," he's praying to the same Lord you are. And don't think because you said Father, or because you said Jesus, or because you said Holy Spirit, that you are automatically somehow closer to the Lord. And now I'm really talking to the real Lord at this point, you know. No. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, close to you and I. And so with all kinds of prayers, we turn to God in some of the examples I have on the screen here. A sigh. Don't you communicate with your loved ones with a sigh sometimes? Or, they understand those. They say, "Oh, you're very happy," or you're exhausted. Either way, remember our dear friend, maybe Christian brother, Senator Al Gore, when he was debating eventual President Bush, he gave the Al Gore sigh during the debates. Maybe he was praying to the Lord. I don't know. But a sigh to talk to God. Tears. Sometimes I don't say, if my family cries, that communicates to me. That's a strong conversation happening. Eventually words are put to it. Same with the Lord. Just crying. God knows. You know, he takes our tears in his bottle. Or if we say, "Ouch," I hear that. Your best loved one hears when you say, "Ouch." You've got that pain in your heart, pain in your walk with God. God hears. Help, great prayer. We should pray that more often. Thank you, a great prayer. Pray that more often. Praise. I'm so thankful. Most of the music people, they really teach us how to praise God well. A smile. That communicates a lot to God. Don't you every once in a while, you know, you don't even have to turn, but imagine yourself turning to the Lord and smiling. It communicates a lot. God's countenance shines upon us. He smiles back. "That's my daughter. You know, that's my son." Joy. Gift from God. Choked up. Some of my best prayers, I mean, in terms of turning to God, is when I can't talk. It's just heart to heart. All kind of prayers. Shout. I only do that when I'm alone. But the Psalms say, shout to the Lord. Silence. There's a Bible verse that says, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." Silence, communication. If I'm silent next to a hurting person, that means a lot to them. They don't want a 20-minute sermon. Just come and sit. Bow down. Words from the heart, opened by the Spirit. And all kinds of prayers that God gives us a chance to pray. It's a wonderful gift. And put the gift in practice. And then, with all perseverance, Jesus prays for us all the time. You know, he intercedes for us, the book of Hebrews says. And we could talk to the Lord all the way to heaven. Perseverance means consistency, constancy. Better than the widow who's knocking on the door and there, "Well, I finally got the judge's attention." Jesus told that story because he's saying, look, your dear Father in heaven is not like that. You don't have to wear him out. He's going to be really interested in what's going on in your heart. You have faith in him till the end. And so perseverance. Have that long-term, stick-with-it kind of attitude. Pray for people till you get to heaven. Pray for issues till you get to heaven. Don't give up. And then, last of all God's people have a growing prayer list, which is a fun thing. Kate Friedline, who was a Sunday school teacher for the four-year-olds at Somerset Alliance Church, ask yourself the question, how close to the Lord do you have to be to teach four-year-olds? Close. Okay? You gotta have a lot of love. And so she used to teach the kids to use their fingers to remember people and pray. Prayer. Okay, you pray here for mommy and daddy. Pray here for your neighbors. Here for your leaders. His name is President Trump or President Obama. Church leaders. Pastor McGillicuddy. Whatever. And then on you go. School teachers, school friends, sick folk. You use those. Any tool to get that. All God's people praying for nations. Really great thing. Lord, China. You must love China because so many people are coming to you there. India, the same deal. One third of all people on earth are either from China or from India. Heaven's going to look like China and India. if all nations up there. And so it's a fantastic thing. Praying for missionaries, that's a great thing. I used to write down the name of every missionary in my Bible. Now I have to play catch up. Because every once in a while, we get centered around our problems. I share this with great love and fondness for my family. I might have to come over to your house for lunch, but sometimes I just pray for Regina, Sean, and David. That's enough. That's 200 problems right there. 200 blessings. Okay. And but to pray for others. Pray for all God's people. Okay. Again, you might not know somebody's name, but all week you could pray, I pray for that guy in the pew who sat next to me, or that gal, or in my same pew, front, behind. I don't know their names. Lord, show yourself to them, help them follow you every day, and just protect them and show your love. Great to pray for all God's people, an expression of love. And close with a story. David Underwood, veteran missionary to West Africa. I think it was Mali. So he's a missionary for 38 years or so. You see a lot. And he said, he was coming to the end, and he said, my best years as a missionary were these last 2 years. Because in all the busyness I had, I started praying to God because he was the gift to me. And I prayed a little bit more in the quiet time. The length is not the issue. The heart is. And I prayed as I went throughout the day, gathered with some other people regularly to pray. And he said, oh my, this is life eternal. Talking to the Lord as a friend, and finding out God rejoices with us when we rejoice, weeps with us when we weep, sings over us. We sing about love, we sing about life and God. He sings about us in Zephaniah. But the gift of prayer, could you do that on behalf of others? And take a lesson from the Beatles, the singing group. Their last song, the title of their last song that they ever recorded was I, Me, Mine. Never became a hit. The last one, I, Me, Mine. Written by four guys whose egos destroyed the group. I can't sing with you anymore. Because, you're not paying attention to me. All four of them said that. So it was done. And you as a prayer, you don't want to cave in on yourself like that. But to say, thank you, God, for God. Lord, I pray for all God's people. And as a church, we don't want to be a church that caves in on itself. Let's just pray for us. That'll keep you busy from now until Jesus comes back. But we're sent, you know, sent to love, sent to pray for the missionaries, pray for the people you know and love. And so God will keep that door open. Well, let's turn to Him and know His love today. Father, we pray for prayer renewal in all our lives. Thank You for Paul's example, his exhortation. At all times, all perseverance, all kind of prayers, all God's people. So, friendship with You, only a prayer away, we're thankful. Father, I pray for anybody here who never received You, and this starts with a prayer. You knock on the door of their hearts, might they say, Jesus, I never received You in my life, but I want to do that today, because You would give me the gift of prayer. I need to talk to God all the time, and Jesus, show them Your love. Remind them that You've died in their place, rose from the dead. What a Savior. And might You just draw that one to Yourself. Bless each child of Yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we close, I want to try just something through the exhortation of some people around me. I like it. I like the thing of we have people come and ask for prayer for physical problems. That's a good thing. And for today, if you have never received Jesus as your Savior, and you would like to have help with that, when we're singing, you could just walk down and stand in the front, and myself or a couple gals will meet with the gals, and the guys will meet with the guys, and we'll just help you with that. You know, you come forward, you're saying, I want to become a Christian. I want to receive Jesus. Been to church 100 times, but This is the day, I think. And you'll be so thankful. And you could do that as we sing if God leads. He certainly leads in that area. Thanks for leading us, Vicki.
Will you please stand? We're going to close with Satisfied.